Mr. Randy, thank you. NAVDS. Any other stations before we continue, please call. All right, we were having some calls off the repeaters that were contending with y'all beeping away. Mr. Jeff, KB8SWR, how are things your way?
Not too bad, Max, and everybody on the net. Out doing stuff yesterday, ran up to Petoskey and got the DMR, lost its network card up there. So for anybody up in that area, we do have another DMR machine on. It's actually Stutzmanville. It's called Petoskey. It's at its temporary home in Stutzmanville for probably the winter. But went back up and got the network card back working, repeater back online, and went today and got some batteries for doing some battery backups. So I know Mike Walters is heavy into the west side, getting some microwave up over there, and we got one new DMR, I think, last week, and I don't know if he put another one up this week, or there's another one coming in that area, so have to, anybody interested in DMR in that area, is keep an eye on the website for more additions, but there's always something going on, Max. Back to you. Happy Thanksgiving. Keep it up, Sabir.
KB8SWR, KE8DON. Yeah, you guys have no shortage of busy going on. There's always something you guys get done every weekend, and it's just continued progress there. Building out and extending out and upgrading and everything, making that number better and better. Let's see here. We go next to N8VDS, and we'll be at the bottom of the roster again. Mr. Randy, how are you doing?
Good evening, Max, and good evening, everyone on the net. Not too much to add. Like I said, busy beavers. Jeff and Mike and the boys have got several things off the list this weekend. Make room for more. Always seems like there's stuff going on. So not a lot to add. Just wanted to jump in, give you a check-in, and pass our best along to everybody on the net for a safe and happy Thanksgiving. So with that, we're turning it back over to you, Max. NAVDS.
Okay, NAVDS, KE8DON, Michigan Section of the RPS CNET, and thank you for checking in today. I do appreciate that. We are at 13 on the roster, and I will take a pause here and see if there's anybody else would like to check in before we close. Please call now. Any relays? I think we're getting somebody next door there. All right. Well, with that, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this session of the Michigan Section ERPSC net. I was going to call it the wrong net. And we are at, I'll call it 30 minutes of runtime, and we've got 13 check-ins today. I want to thank everybody for checking in. Once again, we will not have a net next week. I think I'll put a note out if I remember that when I get home. And just as a reminder, I look forward to talking to you all again on December 8th. In the meantime, have yourself a very safe and healthy and happy Thanksgiving, and take a moment to say thank you to everyone around you. This is KE8DON. I'm closing this section of the session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, returning the frequency to normal amateur use. KE8DON out.
KE8DON, KW5AS.
KW5AS, KE8DON.
Oh, just wondering, can you tell me something more about this Oxcom class that's happening on the 14th and where it's going to happen?
Yeah, Roger. That is a an exercise, actually. It's for folks who have taken the 20-hour class, and they'll be able to work on certain tasks in their position task book. So after you take the 20-hour class, you're given the task book. You can download a copy of it to see what it looks like. There's 8 sections to it, and it covers everything from deployment to demobilization, and or activation to demobilization, I guess I should say, and all the steps in between. And what it is you perform those tasks in front of a state-recognized communication unit leader, COMEL, or state recognized auxiliary communicator, AUX-C, and there can be, many of them can be done in an exercise. Some of them have to be done in an incident or within the context, I should say, in the context of a full exercise or functional exercise. And so those get signed off. Once that's all signed off, your emergency manager would sign off for it, your local your county's emergency manager, and I would complete the passbook for you. After that's done, if you wish, you have a general license or better, you can then go ahead and apply for state recognition. And amongst other things, get to help others achieve that recognition as well. I don't know what other kind of questions I might be able to answer for you there. If you want to learn more, there's stuff on the ARPSC website. If you go up to the OXCOM work group link that's up there, that'll give you a bunch of stuff. And as well, if you go to michigan.gov/AUXWG, that's Alpha Uniform X-Ray Whiskey Golf, and there's a page there that's all about the work group and what goes on with it. This is WX5ASKEADUN. Back to you, sir.
This is KW5S, yes, and the actual headers are actually OXCOM Librarian, OXCOM FAQs is what lists on the website page. And then on Library, you've got code plugs, form templates, guides and standards, procedures, tutorials, and not all of it's full. So I'm just curious on, yeah, pointing me in the right direction, over.
Sorry about the call sign, KW5ASKEADUN. Yeah, if you go to the very top of the page, right across from up in the upper right-hand corner, if your browser is, if your page is big enough, you'll see a few links listed across the top, and one of them should say OXCOM Work Group. If you don't see that, and you just see a little hamburger menu, click that, and it'll open up, and you'd be able to select it from there, the OXCOM Work Group page, which will then give you more information about what the goings-on of the work group are.
Okay, yeah, because I was looking for a procedure, a manual, something to read to get the background on what's involved in getting started, that sort of stuff. So that's what I was actually looking for, to find out more information, to know what I don't know, and then go from there, rather than being one of those people who jump in head first and halfway through go, nah, this isn't for me, and bail out. I'd like to know what I'm getting into and then go from there. But I'm retired, I got the time. If I can actually.
The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint.